Usually, I don't like it when we have to watch our baby cousin, but today I had fun making faces at her.
Sounds to me like you made a connection. My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. You know, when babies are really young, they can only see a few inches in front of their face, and that's why they seem to connect with whoever is holding them or right in their face. A baby brother or sister at that age can only look up at you, but before too long, they will look up to you, and that's why you play an important role as an older brother or sister. And that's exactly what our story is about today. It's entitled, Looking Up to You. Oh man, Julie's here again, whined Luke. I told Aunt Megan I would watch her for a few hours, said Mom. What's wrong? I thought you loved your baby cousin. She's fine, I guess. It's just that whenever she's here, Kevin totally ignores me. He doesn't want to play or go outside. He just wants to hold Julie. What's so great about her anyway? Muttered Luke. She can't even do anything. Let me show you something we like to do with you when you were a baby, said Mom as she led him to Julie and his older brother Kevin. It takes a while for a baby's sight to develop. Julie can only see things that are 8 inches away from her face. Really? How far is that? Asked Luke. That's just the right distance to see whoever's holding her, Mom replied. Watch this. She slowly stuck her tongue in and out of her mouth at Julie. Julie started doing it back. The only time it's not rude to stick out your tongue is if you're playing with a baby, Luke said with a laugh. Let me try. Much to Luke's delight, Julie mimicked him too. Let's try peekaboo, suggested Kevin. Luke covered his face with his hands and then suddenly pulled them away and said, Peekaboo! Julie started kicking excitedly and huffed with joy. Then Kevin and Luke both tried the tongue trick again. When Aunt Megan arrived, Luke asked if Julie could stay longer. I guess Julie grew on you, Luke, said Mom. Once I realized that she could see me, it was fun to connect with her, said Luke. And that connection is important, said Mom. Julie was looking up at you today, and she'll continue to look up to you as she grows. Just like you enjoy having your brother's attention, younger kids will thrive when you give them your attention, and you'll be showing them God's love too. He wants us to help younger children grow by loving and caring for them the way He loves and cares for us as His children. I guess that means I'll have to stop sticking my tongue out at Julie, said Luke with a smile. Well, how about you? Do you show younger children that you care about them? Do you know that you play an important role as a big kid? Babies and younger kids are always watching you, so don't ignore them. They are gifts from God. Show them you care by talking and playing with them and making them feel loved. As you care for them and help them learn and grow, you'll be pointing them to the love God has for us. Our key verse is Philippians 2:4.
Don't be interested only in your own life, but care about the lives of others too.
And our key thought for today, care for young children. You know what? I love to hear from listeners like you. So if you ever have a question about God, the Bible, or today's story, you can send it to me. I'll do my best to answer right away. Plus, every time a new issue of the Keys for Kids print devotional comes out, we include some of the questions we receive from kids like you. And who knows, your question might be in the next issue. So, send your questions my way. Just go to keysforkids.org/heyzach. As always, I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me on Keys for Kids.